the creation of other Marishim. Yar Elokim, Kelo Shoso, Vihine Tov Ma'od. Tov Ma'od. Until now, everything is Tov. This point becomes Tov Ma'od. And every day in the Avodah, you say, Ani Hashem, the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem, Yotze Or Uvore Choshech, Yotze Shalom Uvore Ra. What do we say every day in the Avodah? Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotze Or Uvore Choshech, Yotze Shalom Uvore Hatzakol. There are two ways of looking at things. One way of looking at things is each individual thing per se. And there's a way of looking at things as how it fits into a total picture of everything. We say, Ki'ani Hashem, the Pasuk says, Ki'ani Hashem Yotzor V'Chosh Oshav V'Ra. Sing some things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world does may strike a person as being ra. I mean, what do we say? Certain things are only ra when I look at them in isolation, not when I look at them in totality. Yosef HaTzadik could have thought when he's being sent into slavery, sold by his brothers, disaster hits. And the mice Potiphar disaster hits. What he says at the end, Atim chashova chashavtim l'ra, elokim chashova l'tova. If those events taken in isolation were ben ra, but as part of Yosef's total life, turned out to be tov. Each individual thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu created at the end of each point, it says, Vayalokim in a tov. Tov means each thing functioned the exact way it's supposed to function. The word tov has two separate meanings. Sometimes tov means something that functions well and fulfills its function. For instance, I have a good watch. What does a good watch mean? That doesn't mean any moral qualities about the watch. It means it functions well, tells time well, tells time accurately. That is a good watch. On the other hand, the word tov has moral circles, certain moral implications. Here we're talking about Kodesh Baruch created light. It's tov. It functioned the way it was supposed to function, did what it was supposed to do, etc. Then at the end, after everything functions individually, Vayaru kimetz kolar shirotso, v'nei tov miod. It all coordinates and functions in a total manner. Total coordination of nature. Nature is a very, very, very delicate balance. And one thing would go wrong, the whole system would collapse. But tov ma'od, the whole thing functions. It's an interesting medrash. talked about it. Medrash Tov Maod, and Mitzvos, the Yetzirah. Each thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world, the Yetzirah of people, Misa, functions as part of the way the whole universe functions. Vahi Erev, Vahi Voker, Yom Hashishi. Now, something dramatic happened here. Rambam points out in Mor Nevuchim that the laws of nature as they existed in the first 6 days and the laws of nature as they existed afterwards are two totally separate laws. The laws of nature that are necessary for an emerging universe, it's in flux. The laws of nature for a stable universe are two totally different things. And the first period of history came to an end, and the second period of history of stable nature, stable laws of nature, the way we know nature today, that began. Vayichulu, it's all finished. The emerging period finished. The stable period has begun. And that's the reason Chazal told us. Why is it that the Torah begins with the Beis, Bereishis? A Beis is like this. You go into it, you hit something, you can't go for it. A human being is capable of understanding the world after Shesh Yimei Bereishis. Shesh Yimei Bereishis is something totally different. And because of that, the Chazal were very hesitant about discussing in public what happened during Shesh Yimei Bereishis. Because just like every part of the Torah Shebe Ksav, it's the Torah Shebal Peh. And the Torah Shebal Peh goes into great lengths about what happened during Shesh Yimei Bereishis. Even what happened before Shesh Yimei Bereishis. However, that is the level of Sisrei Torah. That's the level of once you know the entire Torah of Nigla, then you can move into that. In Tanista. But on the level of Nigla, our understanding of the world begins from Vayichulu Hashemayim Vo'aretz Uchol Tzvam. Vayichalu Kim Bayom Hashvim Lachto Hashaosa. Vayishbosim Hashvim Kom Lachto Hashaosa. Vayivarachalu Kim Es Yom Hashvi Vayikadish Oso. Okay, a lot here. Let's begin with the last word, la'asos. La'asos means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in an incomplete fashion and asked human beings to complete it and to finish it off and to perfect it. That was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world. Story of Rabbi Kiva in Torah Sufa Sarosha, where we find a bunch of discussions, all the same discussion. Torah Sufa Sarosha asked Rabbi Kiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates the Yorla, why did he create it? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Aman Niyam, why doesn't he take care of him? And what, all sorts of things. Kiva answered, we don't find bread growing on trees. What grows? Wheat grows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the raw materials in the physical universe. Wheat grows. I have to take the wheat. I have to do a lot of things to it until I get bread in the end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me raw materials in this world. And then my avod in this world is to take those raw materials and to build it with do something. And while we're doing that, we're perfecting ourselves. That's true in the physical world. It's true in the moral world. Kodesh Baruch Hu created each one of us with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Creating each one of us with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. So we are expected to overcome the Yetzer Hara, to work with it, to do something, and to perfect us. It's a pasuk in Iyov, very important pasuk in Iyov, where Iyov complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, listen, why do you make the world so difficult for me? He says, if I was an employer and I hired someone to wash the floors, I make sure he has all the right tools for it, everything was set up for it. But when you run the world, you make life difficult for all of us. We have so many nations we have to achieve. If you wanted us just to do certain things, make life easy, like a normal employer would make it easy for his employee. Because there's more answers. Yeah, there's a very big difference. When I hire someone to clean the floors, I couldn't care less about him. I just want clean floors. So if all I want is clean floors, that's what I do. I make sure it's those clean floors. Kodesh Baruch Hu's concern isn't necessarily for the clean floors of the world. He wants a person to develop himself and build himself. And that happens with overcoming the hardships and overcoming the difficulties. And Baruch Hu just challenges us for us to fight those challenges, overcome those challenges. And that's why it's totally different in the situation of the clean floats. I couldn't care less about the moral quality, the moral development, the spiritual development of the person I hire for the floats. I just want floats, clean floats. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in its imperfect way. So Zubat Sarosha asked the Rekiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Aniyim, so let him take care of them. Why do I have to take care of them? So Rekiva said, well, because he wants me to build myself up and to develop my moral qualities by worrying about other people, worrying about Aniyim. So, Tonasuvah Savoshan turned down and asked Rabbi Akiva, okay, that's fine. So it's for the benefit of me to take care of the Aniyim. So why do the Aniyim have to suffer because of that? And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a different cheshbon. As a cheshbon for the Aniyim, as a cheshbon for me. When we confront Ra in this world, the question isn't why this happens. The question is, what am I supposed to do about it? Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being in complete lenore, because he wants him to complete himself and perfect himself in every different way. And this is symbolic of working with yourself, struggling with yourself. We live in a twisted world where people are worried about finding themselves. According to Torah, you don't find yourself. Whatever you are, you have to identify via Torah the negative. Get and deal with it, identify the positive development, not just quote finding yourself. That's Lassos. Now, we have here something else. Chazal tell us about Shabbos. Vayechu Hashemayim Haaretz V'chotzfa. What does V'chotzfa mean? It means a variety of things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Let's say he created the dogs. How old was the dog, first dog that got created? How old was the first cat, cow, horse, whatever that was created? Chazal tell us, Kol Tzvaim, everything was created in its own mature way. Now, the pure animals. The world was created in a world in a way that when Sheshim Bereishis finished, it was all it was a regular functioning world. There were the dogs and the cats and the cows and the goats and the sheep and the elephants and the lions and the tigers, each in his own way, in his own habitat, and it was set up to function. That's the first thing, v'chol tzvaim. Second, v'chol tzvaim. V'chol tzvaim refers to all the various aspects of the world, the powers of the world, all the laws of nature, etc. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't only create individual things. Create an entire world that's going to run according to all sorts of laws. Whether it's the laws of economics and the laws of physics and the laws of psychology and everything. A totally complete functional world with rules. Just like the laws of laws of physics and laws of chemistry. So this, because that's the way the world is meant to function. Kadosh Baruch Hu set up a world in all sorts of aspects with every conceivable way the world is going to function. And if there's certain economic laws and there's certain laws of other things, that's all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. It's the power of the idea of Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin says anything and everything that exists in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything, whether it's the objects, the way they function, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch. And that's V'chol Tzvaim. And V'chol Chelahon says, all of the different types of powers that everything has. V'chol HaShemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvaim, says Rashi. Shimon Omer, Bots of Adom, Shem Yodei Itov Ragov, he has that. Here, there was a clear division. This period ends. This period begins. There's no merging sort of Bein HaShemashes. Because these are radically different types of worlds. Radically different types. So Chazal tell us. Malach Torah. Everything, when 6 days are finished, so what happens exactly at that point, the world goes into a different mode, to a different type of functioning, and everything now is yesh meyesh, no more yesh meyayin. Vaychalu kim ben yoshim lachtu, vayishbos, and what does the word vayishbos mean? Rest is a bad translation. Rest is rather, what is that we are shoves? We withdraw. We pull back from the world. Shvisa, hard work, is avoda. Shvisa, melocha, is creative work. Shoves melocha, you withdraw from creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spent 6 days in fashioning and forming the world. And then he pulled back, not from running the world, he pulled back from any new creations. Whatever was to be created, whatever was created in those 6 days. After that, the function of the world, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing in the background managing it, but it is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct act of creation that he did until then. He pulled back from all the creative activities that he'd been involved and let the world function on its own under his direction. That is Vayishbos Mehashvimi Kol Melach Toshas. Vayivarach Elokim Vayikadesh. So Rashi says, Baruch Hu Baman, V'kidshu Baman. What is Rashi trying to tell us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos is different than all of the holidays. All the other holidays we say, Mikadosh Yisrael V'Azman. It refers to events that happen in the history of Klal Yisrael as given to Klal Yisrael. Shabbos doesn't refer to an event that happened in the history of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is something that happened to the world. And it's given to Klal Yisrael. That's why with Shabbos we say Bi'ava. It's a special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. But Rashi is saying an interesting thing. Shabbos is not something I have to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put special koichos into Shabbos and of bracha, of kedusha, and it's up to us to take those brachos that he put into Shabbos and use it for our Shabbos. Fortunately, people, when it comes to Shabbos, they work hard during the week, they stagger into the house right before Shabbos, fall asleep in the middle of meals, spend the whole Shabbos not doing anything. Exactly what Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just didn't tell us, okay, Shabbos, take a day off. He gave it bracha, built certain bracha into Shabbos. Shabbos has a capacity of giving people things. And he gave it a capacity of kedusha. What do we say? Nadavim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Is there a saying? Is there a saying here? Yom Menucha uKedusha v'Amcha Nasata. Not just the day of Menucha. It's Menucha uKedusha. So Menucha is Ahava u'Nedava. Menucha is Emes v'Emuna. It's Menucha Shalom v'Shal v'Hashkir v'Letach. Now, what does that mean? We say, Kemi Itcho him Yakiru v'Necho v'Yedu. Kimi itcho him in uchosom, vi al min uchosom yakdishu es shemecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a day and built in it special kochos of Kedusha. We say we use the menucha on Shabbos for what? For the purpose of Kedusha. To connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more complete way. That's why it's a menucha, emetz v'amuna, shalom v'shalva. It's a day, and that's what we mean, v'yekadesh also. He built into Shabbos that capacity and that ability that we have on Shabbos to connect to him in a way that is different than our ability to connect to him in the rest of the week. V'yavarech Elokim Yisrael. What is v'yavarech? It says, Baruch Hu Baman. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos a capacity to give people something not only of Kedusha that becomes meaningful in their own lives and enriches their lives. And it's a capacity of bracha that's built in to Shabbos itself. And Shabbos has these two aspects, bracha and Kedusha. And then we say something, why did he do it? He was shovas mikom alachto, because on Shabbos he withdrew from the world. So therefore the purpose we withdraw, what are we supposed to do on Shabbos? We withdraw from the world. Not allowed to be involved in this and not allowed to be involved in this. Now withdrawing from the world is for for what purpose? That's the Vayei Kaddish. We draw from the world on Shabbos in order to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. We would draw from the world, so maybe I would draw from the world somehow. We're not going to be productive on Shabbos. Something's going to be lacking to us. Vayavarech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos the capacity of giving us bracha that despite we are drawing from the world, so Shabbos is mashlim that gives us extra. Vayavarech Elokim Vayakadosh. Those are the two aspects of Shabbos. Now, this is one story of the Bria. The Gemara, the Pesukim after it gives us a separate story of the Bria. Ela toldo shemai va'aretz behi bar om. A small little hay behi bar om. What's that small little hay doing? So, the Gemara tells us, on the pulse of Kiva, what we say every day, Kiva ko Hashem tzur olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with two osios, Yud and Kei. What does that mean, when he took two osios? So there's a whole sefer written by Avraham Avinu, the Sefer Yetzira. Chazal are telling us a very deep idea. Again, we're different than the entire mindset of the world today. The entire mindset of the world today views the world as a totally physical place where Bria was a physical process by physical forces. And they try to understand it by the laws of physics, etc. On the other hand, we say no. The Bria was a spiritual UK. It was a whole spiritual, metaphysical process that resulted in a physical world. The hay baram brought it with a hay, brought it with a yud. Not to think that I can think of the world as a result of only a physical creative process. That's why, from our point of view, all the entire type of physics, how the world was created, it's missing the point. Because we have a whole different Havana. It was created by a whole spiritual process that resulted in a physical world. Eile Toko Shemayim, Rashi says, Beheberom, Shnema B'Ko Hashem Tzur Olam, Shtei Osios Halol Shel Shem. The physical world, the spiritual world. Now, Biyom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz Rishamay. Now, this pasuk makes a very radical change from what we've seen until now. What we've seen until now is Elohim, 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 Elohim. For the first time now, we begin Hashem Elohim. Why? What is the difference between the different shemas of HaKadosh Baruch? The Shem Elohim is Din, it's Teva. It's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a world that's run by absolute laws of nature. Created the laws of nature. It's din. And it's a din that, on the obvious level, has no exception. It means, if someone drops a brick from 10th floor, and I'm underneath, I can be inside, I can be in rush, it's going to hit me in the head. The world of absolute law. And that might follow. without exception. That is Elohim. Hashem, when the story happens, Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. So there was a big machlokas. The Nevi'e Baal said Baal rules the world, and they're in touch with Baal. Baal was a nature god. They tried to control nature through dealing with Avodah Zarah. And then, when Eliyahu demonstrated that was empty, so what did people say? Hashem Hu Elokim. Yudke Vovke, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what is Teva. That's what's the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just runs it according to regular rules. But it is not an impersonal, automatic machine that's just functioning and functioning. Yudke Vovke. When he created it during the 6 days, it was done Alpi Teva. There's no human being, there's nothing, everything runs according to absolute rules and absolute laws, rooting up, no exception. And now we're beginning to talk about a world as it functions. And the world as it functions is a tziruf of twos. It's Hashem Elokim. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei means many different things. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei begins, it's Ho-Yehovah-Viyah. He is the source of our existence. Number two, it's Rachman. So, what the Pasuk is saying is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with absolute din, absolute laws of nature, but now that we're getting to the function of the world, the function of the world is going to be a mix. The function of the world is Rachman and din. Okay, that's Hashem. We'll discuss Blina next week.